Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'm also looking at this picture, since Mr. Skin's calling, and Puss sent this. You send this to me? It's from The Star.
Oh, yeah.
It says public sex, but technically it's not, because they forget. They're in an office building somewhere, looks like, and he's got her bent over the desk.
It's actually in a bathroom in that building.
Oh, okay.
The
silhouette, since there's light on, it's at nighttime. And the silhouette, he's got her bent over.
This is the Central Wholesale Market in Medellin, Colombia.
Yeah.
Somebody was just walking down. Apparently, this is a very busy area of Medellin, Colombia. And these people were in the office, and they tried to be discreet by locking themselves in one of the office toilets. Yeah. However, they were seemingly unaware that through this frosted glass to the street, their silhouettes could easily be seen with her bent over the counter.
She appears.
Why would a toilet have
over
frosted glass like that?
That was my second question.
Yeah, because you're going to see the other silhouette you're going to see is some guy getting up to wipe his ass.
Yeah, I mean, right.
You don't want to think about that. Silhouette's going to be brutal.
Right. Put frosted glass in the hallway.
Yeah, I don't get that part either, Nick. If it's a bathroom, and whoever's getting off the toilet is going to see him. You know, oh, great, there's somebody else wiping their ass. If you work across the street from this place, you're seeing
every
person wipe their
all
ass.
All day.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And somebody did comment on the video, said that's really bad architecture. Why would you build the building that way?
With a bathroom right there.
Yeah, with the bathroom having a window to the street, even if it's frosted glass, that, you know.
Well, just a window. Yeah,
bathrooms aren't generally the window area.
No, no.
You know? I like that the headline says that they were caught bonking.
I know.
I thought it was just Randy bonking without the eye. I've never heard Randy Couple caught bonking.
Right.
Now, that must be a British thing. This is from the Daily Star.
Let's bonk. That doesn't sound romantic at all.
But within that story, there's also a couple of other ones that they point to.
Sounds like a good song, though. Let's bonk.
Let's bonk. Right.
Randy Couple caught bonking. Yeah.
There's another story that they link up to that apparently happened recently. The Monte Carlo rally. The nighttime. It's one of those long, like 24-hour races, I guess.
Yeah.
There's dash cam footage of one driver, and his headlights flash around this wooded area as he's driving the race. Mm-hmm. And you can clearly see two people just getting after it.
Did he slow down?
I don't think so.
Check it out.
I don't think so.
He stopped.
Yeah. Stop.
Right.
Shot some videos.
Why'd you stop? They were bonking.
It could go viral.
A Randy Couple bonking in the woods.
And then there was also a story on there about a couple. I didn't see this.
Randy.
That got caught banging on the Ferris wheel at Cedar Park in Cedar Point in the big amusement place in Ohio.
So is it one of those Ferris wheels where it's an enclosed sphere and the only two couple in there?
I don't think so. No, it looks like
a regular Ferris wheel, you can't. How you do that?
Well,
you
sit right next to you.
Yeah, you're thinking like it's a gondola.
Yeah, I'm thinking more of a gondola.
It's enclosed.
No, this is open air.
Really?
And apparently they got caught.
She sat on them then?
Yeah, well, they're
adventurous.
You fall off that way, man.
Yeah, and
the bar's right there.
Apparently, the biggest problem here is that there were a couple of underage kids who witnessed the whole thing.
So they could be sex offenders now.
It just says two under 18 girls and two women. So it sounds like a couple of moms and their kids were on one of the others. Well, and as they're going around.
Right there. That's a teaching moment with your kids.
Yeah.
Right there. Yeah.
David, wow. This kid. This,
what's that? It's something your dad never does to me. That's what you say.
Oh, right.
This dude's parents named him David Davis. David Davis and Heather Johnston, both 32, reportedly caught getting down on the giant Ferris wheel at Ohio's Cedar Point Amusement Park. This was back in August.
Do they have their pictures?
Yeah, there's mug shots of both of them.
No silhouettes?
You'll find them, Nick.
No.
You'll find them, yeah.
That was at least 10 o'clock at night. Ride was stopped at 10 p.m. Couple were confronted by Sandusky police.
Don't say Sandusky.
Yeah, there are kids involved.
She was trying to say that she had dropped her pack of cigarettes and had bent over to get it.
I still don't know how they were doing it on a Ferris wheel, if it's a seated Ferris wheel. I understand the sphere, and there were only a couple.
She might have been sitting on his lap.
That might have been it, but that bar.
Reverse style.
That locks in that bar.
You're right. That town needs to change its name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sandusky has ruined it for everybody.
It seems that way, but it's Ohio, though, so they're lucky there, you know. Yeah.
Although, is Jerry Sandusky still the voice of the Baltimore Ravens?
I believe he's Jerry with a G, right?
Yeah.
And he also said it was his name, it's not his fault that the last name's a scumbag, right?
Yeah, but you still got to live with it. People are still going to, you know.
Who brings it up with that guy, though?
You can't fight perceptions. Yeah. I saw an interview with him in Sports Illustrated some time ago.
Yeah, but he also says,
how about the time that, you know. Yeah. Sandusky was going away.
Sports director at WBAL-TV in Baltimore and the radio play-by-play voice of the Ravens.
Well, some people might not know what happened to Jerry Sandusky.
Yeah,
he ended up locked up. Somebody, you go to check into a hotel, you're like, you're Jerry Sandusky?
That's right. And the problem with his name, it was the exact same name, right? That's a good point.
Just call him Jerry.
You got away with it. Yeah.
He does get a line in his Wikipedia entry that says he is not related to a former Penn State assistant football coach and convicted child molester, Jerry Sandusky.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't be related if you had the same name anyway. Same last name,
you might be. No, but
you got to
make
that. They
could
be related with the same last name.
Right. Yeah, same last name.
You got to make that disclaimer.
But it does suck. His name's not Bill Sandusky. He can get away with it, you know. But Jerry's the actual same name.
The
you know?
City of Sandusky, Ohio, has to say they're not related to Jerry Sandusky.
But there's a lot of, we've talked about this a lot, there's a lot of people out there that have this similar names or with horrible people, and you're just stuck with it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be some Dahmers out there that have no relationship to that guy, and their last name's Dahmer, right?
Well, wasn't it Dahmer's family that some of them just
changed the name?
Decided not to have kids? Or was that was Hitler's
brother? No, that was Hitler. That was Hitler. Hitler's brother. Hitler's brother, it's a great documentary. Look it up again for push people want to check this out. Hitler's brother left and moved to the United States and had two kids. And those kids wanted to stop the bloodline. The brother wasn't a bad guy, but the brother was also the brother of Hitler.
We learned that during Hitler trivia at Michigan State.
Michigan State football game.
In between the third and fourth quarter.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Yeah, it's
The Pact.
The Pact.
2014 Netflix.
Yeah, there's a reason you don't see Hitler as a Jeopardy category.
Yeah.
All the Jeopardy episodes
who is Hitler?
I've watched, I've never seen a Hitler category.
No, it probably shouldn't do that. Yeah, but they just wanted to stop the bloodline. Because that would have been the final bloodline connected to that horrible man. And now they were good. They're good guys. They just have the name, you know.
That's noble. What do you think about changing your last name?
I forgot. The documentary talks a lot about that, you know.
Yeah, but I don't think they
I think some people do, don't they?
The brother's last name was Hitler because his brother was Hitler, was an asshat. he was still proud of his name, so he kept it. You know?
Yeah, and I think the Hitler brothers,
Assad,
the other,
I call him an Assad. That's all he was an Assad.
You've got to change the name of your band for sure.
Yeah,
if you're the Hitler brothers.
Yeah,
but I think they were less concerned about the name. They were more concerned about whatever things that the bloodline might pass on that caused brother Adolf to go a little nutty.
Right, I get that, but even just going through your life, wouldn't it be easier to change
you
it?
You called him nutty. I called him an asset. He was evil personified.
Yeah, okay.
He was a little nutty.
I mean, if you want to go that way, too, I'm accepting of that.
Yeah, but you can't have the Hitler Brothers bagel shop.
No.
You got to change that name.
No.
Even
no.
just anywhere for an appointment or whatever, I'd be like, yeah, I know. I'm Hitler.
Well, and you're right. You can't have like your banjo hippie band be the Hitler brothers.
No. Yeah.
Well, there's got to be a thousand Richard Ramirez's out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's a pretty famous name.
But still, nothing's bigger than Hitler.
No.
Really, nothing is, you know.
As
horrible names go, even Manson is a name you could hear, and it's pretty. As horrible names go, Hitler wins, you know.
And then
Trump,
and
then
Jerry
Manson.
Sandusky, the broadcaster.
Yeah,
he had already had a pretty long and successful professional career.
He wasn't a young guy.
At that point, so. Right. It was too late to change.
I don't blame him for not changing his name, because all of a sudden tomorrow some horrible person could have Nick Allen, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
That easily could be a horrible person's last name besides
his name. He's a horrible hitter. We know that.
Right.
And all of a sudden
it could be.
Then it's just, you're not going to change your name, you know?
But if it's a global thing, if it's a global atrosity.
Hitler, you're going to change your name. I get it. I'm talking about...
Jerry Sandusky?
That kind of situation. If something happens right now and the guy's name is Nick Allen, you know, and it's not you.
I guess I just change it to Nick Epstein.
So the bar is genocide. If the other you commits genocide, then you have to change your name.
I think so.
Anything less than that, you're standing by it.
Yeah. Or Todd Brand, you know, all our names are fairly common names.
Well, now, and I don't know if now you would need to do that, because you could go under the radar more now, but like the Hitler brothers, like that's when you had to make a phone call for everything. You couldn't refill your prescriptions online or on the phone or whatever. You've got to call up and say you're Hitler.
Yeah.
What's the last name on the order?
Hitler.
Right.
Oh, Mussolini's daughter.
I don't know what happened with
Mussolini.
The,
yeah. She revels in it, though.
Yeah, she's still a Mussolini.
Well, she's a fascist.
She's cashed in on it. Yeah,
right. She's running on the fascist party in Italy every once in a while for some sort of.
Oh, I thought she was in.
Yeah, if you share the same messed up views as the previous, then you embrace it.
Right.
Yeah. But most people, you would hope, don't share the same views as the genocidal maniac.
Oh.
Yeah, good point. I think there was, wasn't there some neo-Nazi white trash dude that tried to get his kids, name his kids horrible names, and the judge said no?
Yeah, I think I do remember that story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think he wanted to name his kids Adolf Hitler and something else. It was really something, the worst of the worst, of course, yeah.
Yeah, who would lead into that?
Well, they're neo-Nazis.
This is 2010. New Jersey couple loses custody of son named Adolf Hitler.
Yeah. Poor bastard.
Court documents show the oldest child frequently threatened.
What do you call this Halloween again? Adolf Hitler again. Man.
Oh, my God.
Grandma's knitting the scarf with your name on it and stuff.
Yeah, Adolf Hitler was 4.
Right.
And his two younger sisters... Joycelyn Aryan Nation Campbell Hanslyn Hindler Jeannie Campbell will remain
Hindler?
In the care.
Okay.
Yeah, they were all taken away from the family.
Yeah.
Seems like a good move, yeah.
Your parents were Nazis. We figured you better off growing up.
Oh, it's Mussolini's granddaughter.
They named the kid Aryan Nation?
That was a middle name, yes.
Right-wing politician.
Nick, that would be a first name, you dumbass. Of course, that's a middle name.
Appeared in
Aryan Nation.
Italian Playboy. Back
they just call it Playboy.
Yeah.
Mussolini's daughter?
No, this is Italia Playboy. It's a different Playboy than we get here.
Yeah, she was hot, He's also a fascist, I believe,
Right-wing populist politician.
There you go.
If you yourself are nuts, then it's no problem to share the name.
All right.
Yeah. Hanging out with Stalin's family.
If you've gotten caught, that's another bad name,
the
too.
The Axis of Evil, the next generation.
You got caught having sex in public. We'll take that call,
Yeah, if there were charges filed, that's even a bonus.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I don't know why it should be.
Apparently that, well,
because people were seeing it.
Yeah, right? The Ferris wheel couple, they were in public. Kids saw, so, you know, they, misdemeanor.
Over, you know,
it's a misdemeanor.
You ever had sex?
There's a lot of just downtime on a Ferris wheel.
Right, there is, especially when you're you're stopped for people to get off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, we're at the top. You know, we got to wait.
They're getting off.
Everybody's waiting to get off. Yeah.
Hey, where are you at this week, Nick?
Malvern, Iowa, Friday night, maybe the hangout, and then Saturday, Gary Curtis night in Lincoln doing Blaze of Mike's at American Made Distillery after the house.
We should plug your shows after good jokes only. You know, that's what we should do.
And maybe that's what's going on.
You've had sex on the Ferris wheel at the Sporting Goods store.
Oh, yeah, that's tougher.
We'll take that
call. That's tougher.
Everybody sees you up
there. You might have scarred some kid on the escalator.
We had the Sporting Goods store. It's weird, too, because you're like eye level with the people walking on the second floor.
Oh, you're totally right there, man. Yeah.
Some dude's checking out a new putter, and you're just getting down.
I rode that thing too many times, man. Too many times I rode that thing.
Your wood nickel.
Sometimes with your kids.
Well, that's how I got. That's why I couldn't ride it anymore. I was kicked off of it. They said, "No, you can't."
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.